I want to take you to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 12. Believe it or not, verse 12. Exodus chapter 12, verse 12. This is the Lord speaking, and he's giving instructions. Verse 12 says, on the same night, I will pass through Egypt, strike down every firstborn, both men and animals, and I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. He's going to bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. Some of you may be aware that pharmacia is part of witchcraft, and it can be used against you. Did you hear me? I know two people in my life who were drugged on a consistent basis, and one of them, it lasted 17 years. That's my mom. Until the Holy Spirit came in. My mother was in and out of mental institutions for 17 years. And it was progressive, and it was damaging. It was horrible. Why am I saying that to you? Am I against meds? No, I'm not against meds. But I am against what it does to some people when it becomes the answer, when Jesus is a greater answer. And we put our confidence in them rather than in the Lord using them. Because God can use doctors. I verified to all of you, if it wasn't for Dr. Trump, I wouldn't probably be alive. He used meds to keep me alive, but the Lord did the healing. Amen? I was talking to a lady yesterday. She says, if it wasn't for the meds, she wouldn't be alive right now. And she knows it. And I know it. So it's a fine tuning that God is doing to awaken us to a greater power. See, Egypt had all the answers, and the occult was part of its work. In case you don't know, if you study this book, you'll get to learn that the demonic realm could duplicate almost all of God's miracles. Almost. But God was after their gods. Our God was after their gods. The picture hasn't changed. Our God is after us in this country. But he's after the gods that people have adopted along the way. Gods of deception. Gods of control. And I could go on. Verse 13. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Notice it is the word houses. Why does he use the word houses? Because sometimes there's only one believer in the whole house. One is enough to take care of the whole house. You could be the only one that really believes, and God says that's sufficient. Everyone else is going for a free ride. Come on, tell your neighbor, my neighbors are getting a free ride. And so are those that are in my house. That's what the word says. Even if they were unbelievers and the Egyptians came in and knocked at the door, the Israelites were to open the door and let them in. They got a free ride. You say, well, what's fair with that? It shows you the power that you're dealing with. And the Lord was actually telling Moses, tell these people, they're going to be safe. Do you think they were shaking when they were killing that lamb? I believe they were probably half into torment. Half into torment. Why? Because the whole ritual is circled around the blood that would come from that lamb, which represented the lamb that came for us. Watch the next part of the verse. No destruction plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. No destruction plague will touch you. Why? Because of the blood. Now you can read the rest of this anytime you want, but I want to give you some up-to-date words about the blood. The New Covenant, Matthew 26, 28. The blood of atonement is really at stake to atone for everything that you and I have ever done wrong. Even the things that you'll make a mistake on next month, next year, and even 10 years or 50 years from now, depending on your age. Matthew 26, 28. This is my blood, not somebody else's. Of the covenant which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. It's verified in John chapter 6, verse 56, John chapter 19, verse 34. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit hath made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. You are a blood-bought church. Again, that was Acts 20, verse 28. Romans 5:9. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? Through whom? Through Jesus. It's confirmed in Colossians 1:20. Hebrews 9:14. Hebrews 9:14. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God? Now, the second part of the verse concerns you and me. How many have a conscience? How many sometimes feel guilty? Thank you. Watch now. How much more then will the blood of Christ, which through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death? So that we may serve the living God. So who's dealing with the conscience? His blood. His blood cleanses all of the guilt and condemnation that you could live under. And while you're living under that guilt and consciousness of guilt, of deception, of accusing, you're on a road to hell and torment. Only one amen? Amen. While you're on that road to hell and torment, what kind of joy is going to be in your body and in your mind and in your emotions? Zero. But when you cry out for the blood, the Lord cleanses your conscience. Now you say, well, I tried it and it didn't happen right away. You know why? Because of unbelief. And if you have to, confess your unbelief. Thomas had a problem. Huh. Yeah, you guys all saw Jesus. He showed up, and I don't believe it until I put my hands in his. And then he had egg to swallow. He was guilty. of unbelief. So even if you're part of that group that has unbelief, God did not give up without convincing Thomas for himself. How many have a little piece of Thomas in them? Thank you. He qualified you, amen? 1 Peter 1:18. 1 Peter 1:18. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers. Huh? How many picked up on that forefathers stuff? What mom and dad did, grandpa and grandma, I mean, they did their best, but it was handed down to you, and you, if you flow with it without the Lord, you end up where? In deception. In deception. Verse 19 says, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. That's the victory. You were redeemed by the precious blood, not by your acts of goodness. 1 John 1:7. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. Purification happens when you consistently release the blood over yourself and over your actions. And even if your bad choices are there, he will deal with it. Revelations 1:5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. I love it. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. So, if you and I put the president of our country up there, or the king and queen of England, or any other nation, or any other leader, God is above. He's not going to have a hiccup because they make mistakes. He'll let them get away with whatever they need to get away with for a season. Your eyes are to be on the Lord, not on them. If you get a little frustrated, welcome to the club. Amen? How many of you have ever get frustrated watching the news? Shut it down. Shut it down. You don't like what you hear? Good grief, shut it down. Listen to what the Holy Spirit tells you. And cry out for the blood over them. They just might have something happen to them. And he'll expose what he needs to expose for his own purpose. Amen? Amen. One more. Revelation 7:14. That's us. Revelation 7:14. I answered, sir, you know. And he said, these are they who have come out of the great tribulation. Now, if you've never come out of the great tribulation, you're not alive. How many have had a few great tribulations? Thank you. And there may be a few more. Okay? They have washed their robes with robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They have made their robes white by the blood of the Lamb. Clothing, garments, are coverings. The blood is needed to cleanse. Why am I on this path? Because he told me that we needed to wake up and not to be deceived. There are hard days sometimes that we go through, places we don't particularly enjoy, but God is definitely on the job, and his blood should be definitely one of your prayers. Blood of Jesus, wash me clean. Blood of Jesus, wash my mind clean, because my mind can play tricks on me. Amen? Any questions? How many had an impact about this blood today? Thank you. See, it takes all the work out of becoming a Christian by works. And it puts it back where it belongs, on the Lamb. He already set us free. But it's not always easy to walk in that freedom. Okay? So be kind to yourself. Look at your neighbor, say, this day.
This day.
I'm all done trying to perform.
I'm all done trying to perform.
To be make myself holy.
To make myself holy.
Jesus already did it.
Jesus already did it.
And I'm believing it by choice.
And I'm believing it by choice.
So I'm getting a clue.
I'm getting a clue.
I'm brand new.
I'm a new creation.
Washed in the blood.
Washed in the blood.
With no more guilt.
With no more guilt.
And no more condemnation.
In Jesus' name.
We believe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.